Reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. In this Bible it's headed, Ask, Search, Knock. Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who searches will find, and the door will be opened for everyone who knocks. Would any of you give a hungry child a stone? If the child asks for some bread, would you give your child a snake? If the child asks for a fish? As bad as you are, you still know how to give good gifts to your children. But your heavenly Father is even more ready to give good things to people who ask. Treat others as you want them to treat you. This is what the law and the prophets are all about. Thanks be to God for his word.
It's good to be with you. I have a lovely picture of a gentleman in Cambodia called Reverend K. Pitch. He lives near Phnom Penh. He lives in a village of about 350 people. Sorry, 3,500 people. And he has a church about this size of about 30 people. And his heart is for the people in his village. There are some really, really poor people in that village. And he is praying for them. He is asking for them, as we saw in that reading. Ask and you will receive. He's only been a Christian since 2009. You'll hear about that. Those are the words of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. And he cares. So just Tear Fund's vision, I've come here from Tear Fund, ties in so much with how you feel probably and how Kay Pitch feels, that you're concerned for people's material circumstances, their clean water. People in this village, some of them, they have no land, they have no toilets, and also their spiritual poverty, their lack of trust. It's a very broken country, Cambodia. And Tear Fund's vision actually ties in with something that the UN says, that churches are at the centre of communities and churches are a really good way of reaching out to communities. And Tear Fund ties in with that. Some churches here in this country, like yourselves, and churches like Kay Pitch's church. There's three main areas that Tear Fund have: development, disaster work and advocacy. I'll tell you a little about each. But Kay Pitch, to go back to him, he is praying, and he believes those words we've read from Matthew, that God will answer his prayers, and we can be part of that. He's from Cambodia, as I said. Kay Pitch? And we could have a map of Cambodia, because I think some of you know Cambodia really well because you've had a missionary link with Cambodia. It's in Asia, it's a very beautiful country. You can see where it is. That gives you... He's near the capital, Phnom Penh, about 30 miles outside Phnom Penh. But I'm not going to tell you too much more about that because I think you probably know. We can have the next... This lady called Neem, it epitomises some of the problems in Cambodia. This lady, she was married and she had a son. And during the time of the Khmer Rouge, they died due to the Khmer Rouge. And then they used to have these massive wedding ceremonies where you were married. And she was married to someone in one of these massive ceremonies. And then she had some more children, and subsequently her husband died in a motorbike accident. And she has got nothing. She's living in a storeroom, which the church have. But there's a lot of brokenness. People do not trust their neighbours because they were made to work together, but it wasn't for anyone's particular advantage or good. There's a lot of pain. And there's also, strangely enough, a lack of men between the ages of 40 and 55, because a lot of men were killed. There's a lot of lack of some mature leadership in places. But there is a lot of hope as well. It's a Buddhist country, but there are about 3,000 Christian congregations in the country. There's a real working of God's Spirit there. And at the heart of that, where Tearfund is working, I mean, it's a hugely Buddhist country. 90%+ of the people are Buddhist. But the church is offering, through Tearfund working with a partner called ICC and other people in the country, this program that came out of Africa called the Church and Community Mobilization Program. It's also called, in Swahili, it's called Umoja, which means togetherness. And it's telling people, starting in the church, something that we might take for granted, that God loves us. God loves us. He made every single one of us in his image, whether we're broken, whether we're physically fit, whether we're disabled, whether we're the lowest of the low, or we're, you know, the mayor of the town. We're made in God's image, we're worthy, and he cares about us. He numbers the hairs on our heads. And he loves us. He loves us utterly. And this, the church will do Bible studies to learn about this. And also that God has made us a world which is full of resources. It's full. He's not left us bereft. We all have things around us which we can use, and God expects us to use. If you think of the parable of the talents, where, you know, the man who left the things in the ground was not commended. It was the one who worked. So this leads the churches, and it can, I can tell you stories afterwards of lives changed because of how people saw themselves changed. And then they start to look at the resources around them. And if we could now have a film. Oh, we're gone on. Yep, we have a film. Kay Pitch will tell you a little bit more himself. And she's got the, I don't know if you call it the highest or the lowest level, but the bottom, the poorest level, because they have no land. They live on government land, so they can be chucked off at any time. They build a shack with whatever they can find. And they have no toilets. They use the fields. They have a river where livestock is washed to get their water. And she's also of Buddhist stock. She's Buddhist. And her family's background is typical of Cambodia from the Khmer Rouge. The church would love to be able to expand what it's doing with Umoja. Well, they won't call it Umoja. That program to reach other people like Sina. And that's huge. There's two things they need. The obvious thing they'll need is financial resources to be able to have more opportunity to train people. But they also need prayer, because why would Sina choose to trust people? Why would she choose to trust the people in the church? You know, they're not familiar, that's not her way. So there's a huge amount of prayer needed to and resources for Sina or people like her to make that choice in the village. They'll, we hope, see that the chicken raising project and the vegetable raising project of the church is actually changing people, changing the way people perceive themselves and their opportunities. So there is. At the end of that film, it said, see for yourself. And one of the things that Tear Fund is offering you is an opportunity. You don't have to go. What it is it's actually really cheap to do. It sounds expensive, but Scott and others will tell you it's really cheap. These three communities around the world have been given cameras, and they also do diaries and blogs sort of thing. And so they do a little film every 3 months, and it's DIY. So you sort of see it warts and all. And if you wanted to sign up here and offer to give regularly, then you can tie in to one of these communities. Cambodia is just starting. The one in Uganda has been going for a long time. So there's a lot of stories there. If you look back, you can see families changed. But what makes it can make a difference. I mean, it's lovely if you give. You could give £1,000 today, and that would be fantastic. It would be amazing, and it would help to answer prayers. But if you said, I'll give £10 a month, everybody, or £5 a month, whatever you can give, it allows people to plan ahead. You know, you can say, well, that money's going to be coming in all year, or 2 years, you know, whatever it is. And you can actually, it does make a difference. I mean, we know in our own lives, if you know that you've got a regular money coming in, you know where you're going. So I would urge you, if you fill in one of these, I can give you one of these, which is full of inspiring stories, which particularly from Africa, but from other places, of how lives have been changed. There's also the opportunity, you can go. You have to raise quite a lot of money to go, but it doesn't matter what age you are. If you really want to see how these projects work and actually see these churches worshipping, whatever, then there, any age group, you can be a teenager, you can be in your 20s, you can be retired, you can be anything. You can take your children. I've got an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, sorry. And I could take her, and you can go and see. But I do want to tell you about some of the other things that I think are really important that we can do here as well. One of the other works of Tear Fund is the disaster team. I run a prayer and campaign group, and we're linked to Darfur. There are no churches or Christian partner organisations in Darfur. And so Tear Fund works there directly, employing local staff and doing water projects, health education, all sorts of things. They actually employ about 300 or 400 Muslim, well, varied people in Darfur to make this work happen. But it is very much a Christian work. And they also work in Syria, obviously, through partners there, often in Lebanon. In fact, one of the partners in Lebanon is very involved in the sort of psychological work with the traumatized children. So that's another area of work. And something that I'm really passionate about that we can all do, and if you sign up here, someone will tell you how you can do it, and much, much more than I can, is campaigning. Thank you. Let your actions define you. I run a prayer and campaign group, but I'm not talking about going on marches down to London or into the centre of Manchester. I'm talking about sending a letter to your MP or an email to your MP. Last year, we were asked to contact people about changing legislation in the EU so that big mining companies, oil companies, multinationals had to put in their report and accounts monies they'd paid to governments on projects over €100,000. And that sounds really dry, but actually it's been successful. I mean, we would have liked a lower sum of money, but, you know, there it is. In So now these companies have to put in their report and accounts, if they're based in Europe, this information. And that means that someone in Cambodia or in Mozambique or wherever it is can pick up the company accounts, get them off the internet, whatever it is, and look, and then they can go to their government and say, well, hang on, you've had this money. Where's it gone? What's happened? And it can combat corruption, can combat all sorts of things. And that is because lots of us send emails or a letter. You know, it's really, it's an easy thing to do, and it really can make a difference. If you think of that vision of millions of people lifted out of material and spiritual poverty, a lot of that will be through that kind of advocacy thing. So you can do that. People will tell you about it from the internet. And in fact, there's a campaign group that meets in Oldham, if any of you were, you know, can get there or was interested. It's that's really worthwhile. So I just would urge you, and I hope that you've caught a little bit of the vision. And I've got another film to show you, which will show a lady who is both the material and the spiritual. And I'd love, if you can fill in this, I can give you this book. And it really is full of stories. So I'll be out in the coffee room to show you that. But this lady, Yevtok, if you just watch for her smile when she's talking about her husband and the church. So I've seen that smile on People in England, and it's good. They're all really well-dressed because they're wearing M&S seconds, which cost nothing. Well, not M&S necessarily, but, you know. Can I just pray for us? Father, thank you that you love every single person in this world, that you love each of us, and that you know us intimately. Thank you, Father. I pray now that you will speak to us and help us to be an answer to the people's prayers, the people around us and the people elsewhere. Thank you, Father, for your love. Amen.